The time had come, the time when eternity would be altered forever. This was the moment when condemnation would meet redemption, when the free reign of darkness would meet the light of the world. The time was now, and as the curtains rolled back from a divinely set stage, all creation rose and stood in silence. Let all the world rise and stand in silence. And the armies of heaven fell into place, lining the pathway for their prince.
Rank on rank the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way. As the light of light descended from the realms of endless day, that the powers of hell may vanish as the darkness clears away.
As the Prince of Heaven stepped down from his throne, the angelic beings shielded their eyes so as not to gaze upon his holiness.
At his feet the six-winged seraphim with sleepless eyes,
the silence of Christmas began long before the birth of Christ. For 400 years, God was silent. From the final words of the prophet Malachi until the proclamation of John the Baptist, from the time between the Old Testament and the New Testament, there were no prophecies, no revelations, no direct communications with his children. What kind of God would leave his people in silence for 400 years?
A God who keeps his promises. A God whose attention to detail would not allow the pain of redemption to unfold prematurely. God is often silent while he is working. During those 400 silent years, God was resetting the world stage. Key prophecies were being fulfilled. The nations of the world were repositioning themselves to be in direct alignment with the scriptures. For the first time in history, the Hebrew prophecies were being translated into another language, the universal Greek language, allowing for all nations to recognize the Messiah at just the right time. There was a plan. Galatians 4:4 says, "In the fullness of time, God sent forth his Son to be born of a woman."
But while the curtain was closed and while God was silent, his oppressed children were crying to him for deliverance.
Thank you.
God heard the cries of his people, just as he hears our cries today. And he sent a deliverer, his only son, a savior, who is Christ the Lord.
And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child.
And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid, and the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people, for unto you is born this day, in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
And suddenly there was an angel, with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger.
Cast out sin and enter in, sleeping Adonai. Cleanse the leper, cleanse my sin, sleeping Adonai. Rule the world with truth and grace, Savior of this fallen race. In our heart you'll find a place, sleeping Adonai.
Sleeping Adonai,
hallelujah.
Through this sleeping Adonai, the silence of Christmas was beautifully broken. A new song had been born. The Word became flesh and came to live among the very people he had created. A symphony of sound began that night that still echoes throughout the world today, from the cries of a tiny infant king to the multitude of heaven's citizens shouting his praises from the night sky. The time for silence was past, and the time for rejoicing had come.
The most beautiful Christmas praise ever written came from the prophet Isaiah, who would never see the Messiah of whom he wrote. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, unto us. The Messiah wasn't sent to deliver those who were perfect. He did not come to save the righteous, for there is none who are righteous, not one of us.
It was our brokenness that touched heaven's heart. It was our neediness
that move the hand of God unto us. Unto people crippled by life, unto those who have lost hope, unto the ones who see themselves as damaged.
Unto those who work hard, yet still struggle to make ends meet. Unto the people who fail the same test again and again. Unto those who hurt.
Unto those who are paralyzed by their past, whether we realize it, not one of us is without the need of a Savior.
We are the broken ones, and so unto us a child is born.
Unto us a son is given.
No. And so this child, this Messiah, this Savior, delivers us today the same way he has delivered his people since Bethlehem. He gives us his own righteousness.
How can we respond to such an amazing, undeserved gift? We cannot be silent, for if we remain silent, even the rocks will cry out praise in our place. And so we join the great psalmist in exclaiming, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles."
Our Christmas silence has ended. So shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth in song. Rejoice and sing praises. Let the sea roar and all its fullness, the world and all who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth.
Let the oceans clap their hands, mountains leap for joy.